AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. More than 100 UN humanitarian staffers are now ready to begin monitoring evacuations from eastern Aleppo now that the Security Council has cleared the way for civilians and others to leave that battle-scarred city. Our Philip Issa tells us those evacuations are already underway.
The evacuations are back on for the Syrian city of Aleppo. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says 4,500 people have been evacuated just since midnight last night. One of the major monitoring groups of the Syrian conflict, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says that if things continue at this pace, the opposition area of Aleppo would be evacuated completely by tonight.
In an attack that may be connected to the situation in Syria, a gunman shouting slogans about the civil war in Syria shot and killed Russia's ambassador to Turkey today. It happened as that ambassador was speaking at an event in Ankara. An AP photographer who was there says the man shouted in Turkish, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," as well as Allahu Akbar. The State Department has condemned the attack. State by state around the country, electors are confirming the votes cast in the presidential election. Our Mark Smith reports there's little doubt Donald Trump will become the 45th president.
Even though Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by more than 2.5 million votes, Trump won enough states to give him 306 of the 538 votes in the Electoral College, meaning 36 electors would have to change their minds just to shift the decision to the House of Representatives. Despite a campaign urging electors to go rogue, there's no sign of that happening.
There will be a special session of the North Carolina legislature tomorrow to consider the repeal of that state's so-called bathroom bill. Earlier today, the city of Charlotte overturned an ordinance the state law was based on. 11 years after Hurricane Katrina, the city of New Orleans will announce settlements to resolve civil rights lawsuits over the deadly police shootings that were reported after the storm. 3 people were killed. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's up 54. This is AP Radio News. Fed Chairman Janet Yellen says college grads are entering the strongest job market the country has seen in nearly a decade. She adds succeeding in the job market is increasingly low tied to obtaining advanced degrees. GM needs people to buy more cars and trucks. The automaker will be temporarily closing 5 factories next month as it tries to reduce a growing inventory of cars. People on Medicare are facing problems dealing with costs related to outpatient care. Our Sandy Kozel has that story.
Not only do hospital billing decisions affect how much people pay for a procedure, they can also determine whether patients get Medicare coverage for inpatient rehabilitation. Generally, Medicare beneficiaries must stay in a hospital for at least 3 nights to qualify. The report says Medicare should consider also counting the length of time someone spends as an outpatient.
A new government report does say that Medicare beneficiaries can end up with higher hospital bills for some medical services as outpatients than they would if they were admitted as inpatients. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.